MCC, show number 31. Hello and welcome. This is Airstream Radio bringing you Mayan Calendar Cast. This is Jag Daddy.
And I'm Andy Mack. Welcome to the show today.
Welcome to show number 31.
Yes, and we're going to have a good time. Yes, we are. Together, riffing today.
Riffing.
Here it is, beginning of the week, beginning of your opportunity.
Brand new day. Brand new you, brand new start. Today's 5/20.
Yes, it is.
And you haven't probably experienced a 5/20 of this tune cycle ever before because you couldn't have. And so it's a brand new day.
That's
brand
true.
New energy. Energy of all things is still moving, transforming, evolving. Hasn't been here before like this before, but it's here now. Don't want to miss it.
We have had quite a wonderful weekend this past. Had dinner with a friend, went out and did some things. And in the truck, on the way over to our friend's house for dinner, we were talking about the Dzogchen a little bit. And Jag, you were saying you experienced a new aspect of the Dzogchen this past weekend.
Yeah, another little layer.
All right, so shoot, I want to hear about it.
You want to hear about it?
I do.
Today is show number 31. Today is day number 31.
Ooh, that's cool.
Of the Dzogchen.
Oh, I'm liking that.
Uh-huh. Talk about synchronicities. They just popping up all over the place.
Yes, they are. So tell me what it was.
Well, I'm going to do my best here, Andy Mack, and I hope that makes sense to folks. It's sort of a deeper layer understanding that just kind of came through, and made itself abundantly clear to me in one sense. It's kind of like, you know, you get those little downloads of, the inspiration comes through, and then you kind of have to figure it out.
Those are called inspiralodes.
Inspiralodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got hit by an Inspiralode yesterday, and what I saw was that, you know, we've been talking about the 9 underworlds, the 13 heavens, and, you know, that we are in the galactic underworld, and this is, you know, night 4, it's the 8th heaven, and we've been talking about these things, and you know, I can tell from the emails and things that I don't know why yet. I'm hoping this get an inspirer load about. You know, is that somehow people aren't really getting it.
Or it depends on where you're at and what your perception is at the time.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea is that this is being understood. You know, because that's what this is all about. That's why we do this, is to help to increase the understanding and the more so how to apply in one's personal, you know, individual daily life,
right,
to tune in and you know how this all works and the, you know, the nuts and bolts of it and, you know, how to use it. Mm-hmm. So you can't really use it if you don't understand it, is the point.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
I'm with you 100%.
So, what...
I didn't understand.
Oh, okay. But now you do?
Yeah.
All right. We were on our way to a dinner invitation yesterday evening, and Andy Mack was driving the big, big white truck that we love so much. She just sprayed tea all over the place.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm like... Oh,
but
goodness.
We do.
Sorry.
We feel so...
Actually, we're very thankful
to have the use
truck.
Of the big, big white truck of,
yes,
life. So yeah, today is 5/20. It's 5 monkey, day 31 of the Dzogchen round. So everyone pull out your handy codexes and we can look this over together.
there is a Zokin Codex on the website. Just go to Daily Zokin, scroll down, right about mid-page, it says, go to Sacred Zokin. Click, and you have it right there.
There you go.
Okay, go on.
I don't know how this will look on an iPod. You know, the little, what do you call them, the little nano dudes. Tiny, tiny screen.
It'd be too little. It'd
be too little. That's what
I thought. That's okay.
But get out a magnifying glass, and I'm sure you'll be fine. Okay, so it was actually 4 o'clock on our way to dinner, and I was thinking about 4 o'clockness. And what was transpiring was I'd been aware of this all day, and I guess it was probably about 6 o'clock in the evening, shortly after when we were
right after 6:04.
It was getting dark. I could feel the energy. I could feel things shifting. And I knew that upcoming was 5 Xuan or 5 Monkey. Having some understanding of what the monkeyness is all about in 5 Xuan, that's what I was sensing.
What, like the playfulness?
The playfulness of monkey. The monkeys are weavers of time. They like to be in the, you know, the center of attention. Very playful,
clever,
kind of practical jokers. But that's the kind of the energy of it. They also, this energy is also very
childlike,
intelligent and generous and creative. A lot of artistic expression, and you know, the ability to come up with constructive solutions. So I'm picking up on some of these things, and I'm going, you know, it's 4 o'clock, and I can sense this energy shifting, like the sun setting on 4 o'clock and kind of rising at the same time of the 5 Xuan energy. And so now I'm thinking about this. I'm just kind of being open and still and quiet and feeling. I got my feelers out, you know, they're all sticking out, slide out. And so I'm looking at this in my mind's eye, and I'm thinking four, okay, and we're moving to a 5. Okay, so in the 13 tones, of course, there are many ways to apply, you know, the ways that the 13 numbers 1 through 13, which we use for the galactic tones in the Zolk'in, but they're also the 13 heavens, the 13 Bach tunes of the Great Cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a podcast recently on 13, all the different ways that 13 shows up in the Mayan calendar, having to do with religions. And we know that the odd numbered days of the 1 through 13 are creative, and it's an increase in light, and it's creative energy, and that's sort of the download time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the even numbered of the 1 through 13 are the nights.
Right.
So the odd number are the days, the light, the inspiration. The even number are the nights, where things are integrated. It's night energy, it's stillness, it's the quiet, the learning, the application, how what you got in the day.
I don't know if quiet applies. That could be misinterpreted easily.
Well, I'm relating that to night.
Okay.
So as in a night energy,
okay.
Night being dark, it's, you know, to give a point of reference here.
Okay.
I'm not saying this is exactly all there is to it. I'm just kind of trying to paint a picture.
Okay, but I'm going to poke around.
Frame
okay.
of reference. Okay. So we went from a 4, which is the even number. It's a night energy. It's actually the day lord for the 4 is a night energy. And moving into a 5, which is the next day, or another expansive, creative day energy. And I mean, I was kind of experiencing this transition,
mm-hmm.
and didn't really have that understanding of applying the, you know, the even and odd numbered tones in the Zolk'in cycle to the parallel with the 13 heavens, and I began to just kind of witness it, you know, experience it for myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
Very. On this little trip to dinner.
Yeah.
So there you have it. It was just cool to
So that's another aspect that you can use and apply as you're following the daily Zolk'in.
Yeah, we call this an overtone.
Odd-numbered, even-numbered. And it would be interesting to us to hear your experiences, unique experience with the days and the nights of the Zolk'in on a day-to-day basis. And there's a point to be made here.
Yeah.
The great cycle, you have a day and a night, but they're extremely long. A baktun is 144,000 days.
That's a lot of days.
That's a lot of days. Okay, so most people do not experience a baktun shift from one to the next whole one. They might live during the period that it turns over, but they haven't lived through a whole 394 years into the next 394 years to fully experience the difference. But we can experience it in our own lives as individuals through the daily Zolk'in on a day-to-day basis.
If you have to wait 394 years for a shift, a lot of people could live and expire in that time frame, and no one would ever know, you know, what it was like, what the previous cycle, wave cycle, was like. Because
from a personal level.
Right.
Right.
And now we get to experience them, and that's where we are, where things have been stepped up in frequency many times, from 20 times faster from the national to the planetary, and then again 20 times faster from the planetary to the galactic, and then it's going to step up 20 times more from the planetary, from the galactic to the universal. So we do get to see these overtones, these cycles, at a very rapid cycle, very rapid rate.
It's a subtle frequency.
It is subtle.
Because it's small.
You really have to, it's a...
Pay attention.
A lighter, airier overtone.
Yes.
If you can call it that. The daily Zolk'in runs constantly. It is the core. It is actually the foundational core of the entire Mayan calendar, through their cultural system, through their world. The tune incorporates, or the Zolk'in is part of the tune, the 360-day tune cycle. So the Zolk'in is always running, even though you have a 394-year time period of a baktun, there's still the Zolk'in is still there working each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's the frequency of that heaven, if you will. Right now we're in a baktun. 394 years was one heaven. That's one kind of energy. There are 13 heavens. Each one is 360 days on this, in this underworld. So we get to experience all 13 heavens
within 12.8 years.
Right. Where the previous underworld, it was,
took 20 years for each heaven.
Right. So that's 256. Yeah, a bunch of years. So, we're in the fourth night. It's Tlaloc is the ruling deity of the fourth night, the god of rain and war.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Zolk'in, day four, and this is how the overtones work, the ruling deity for day four, do you want to say that? You're so good at this.
Tonatiu.
Tonatiu?
Tonatiu.
See, she's so good. Tonatiu.
I'm pretty sure.
Yesterday we were four auk, or four dog, and the tone four is Tonatiu, god of the sun and warriors, and shifting into five shwen, or five monkey, which is...
That one is Tlakotiotl.
Tlakotiotl. Tlakotiotl, goddess of love and childbirth.
Ah, interesting.
So I was sensing this shift from god of the sun and warriors type energy to goddess of love and childbirth type energy, where all day, during the day, I was feeling a weightiness. And, I mean, to a great degree. And so I was looking up auk, or dog, to find out what Auchness was about, and it didn't seem to follow what it was I was feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I was sensing, what I was picking up on. And there was just this heaviness. But then as the sun was going down, and I was feeling this shift from where that heaviness started to lift
mm-hmm.
and get lighter and brighter and more, I started to kind of come back to life, if you will, as my sense of humor began to percolate up and and you know, I could feel that's this change going on, and so I looked, I thought about that and said 4 to 5 night to day, and so we went from God of the Sun and Warriors to Goddess of Love and Childbirth overtone in the 13 tone cycle of the Zolk'in, mm-hmm. going from day 4 to day 5.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Ak was part of the fourness. You were feeling more qualities of the tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we moved into 5 Xuan,
yeah.
you're feeling the 5 tone with the Xuan mixed with it,
yeah.
monkey. So it's there. They're there together all the time. You tuned into the tone, it seems.
Yeah.
A bit more.
I was fine-toning it.
Yes. You were fine-toning.
So there it is. That's what you asked for.
All right.
How'd that work?
Well, I liked it.
Yeah?
It was good. I thought it was good.
It makes sense.
It's a personal experience.
Yeah.
Yes. And for me, Jack and I are experiencing things that are unique to this, to following the daily Zolk'in this closely. You may be experiencing some unique things yourself, and we would like to hear about it. So send us, if you would, a little contact email and let us know your experiences with the tones and with the glyphs.
Very, very cool stuff.
You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio. Some things that we want to share with you today about some of what's been going on with the Air Radio podcast station, specifically Mayan Calendar Cast. As you know, we've mentioned many times, PodcastAlley.com is one of the older podcast directories online. You can vote there for your favorite podcasts, and it actually makes the difference in who gets in the top 10. Now, the top 10 at Podcast Alley also kind of tends to travel over into iTunes. And with a pretty good size audience there, it's kind of a nice thing to make the top 10. We, this week, with Mayan Calendar Cast, which is still a young podcast.
Oh, it's in its infancy.
It's just a little baby podcast.
It's just a wee little lad of a podcast station.
Out of over 16,000 podcasts, Mayan Calendar Cast listeners voted and have gotten us in the top 250. Now, that's pretty cool. It's not top 100 yet, but I'm not complaining. I am saying thank you for taking the time to vote. It's great. What? You keep leaning forward. What?
I keep waiting for you to take a breath. Yeah, I want to say thank you, too.
I don't breathe. You know that.
I know. Yeah, that's amazing how you do that. You talk and talk and talk and without breathing.
Just never breathe.
I have a real hard time doing that.
Well, that's because
I'm working
you haven't
on
envisioned it yet. You haven't seen yourself.
I have been practicing, though. So, yeah, it's cool. This is breaking news. I'm hearing it, and I think it's outrageous. It's totally cool.
It is.
I am stoked.
Good.
Yeah, 250.
Yeah.
Top 250.
Top 250, and that's, you got to say that's pretty cool.
That's another new list we can get on, the top 250. We can print that.
You know, it'd be nice if they did other like the top 50 or the top 100, but they don't. They do the top 10. So, if you would like to vote, it's so easy. You hit the show notes at AirstreamRadio.com. Go to the bottom of the page, and there's a little link takes you straight to the voting page. And it takes less than, probably 30 seconds. So you only get one vote each month. If you're a Mayan Calendar Cast listener, then do consider making a vote this month.
Yeah, because this is the world's very, very first podcast
about
the Mayan calendar. That's right. Here on Airstream Radio.
About the true Mayan calendar.
About the true Mayan calendar.
Thought I'd throw that in.
But it's also the only one about the Mayan calendar.
Period.
The first.
Yeah. The first. Okay, here's another little...
But even more importantly is that it is the first one about the true Mayan calendar.
And you're not taking a breath. Take a breath. Good. Okay. Here's another thing. Airstream Radio has been producing podcasts since 2005, and we have produced 203 shows and almost 70,000 people in over 74 countries have heard an air radio podcast. Now, that's still a small station, but I'm thinking that's kind of cool.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what she's thinking. You heard it right here, straight from the Andy Mac mouth.
Yes. There's more to come from the Andy Mac mouth. Hold right
no
there. Don't move.
No doubt about it.
Here it is.
Could there be any question? There
tomorrow,
could be more.
Tomorrow, we have an interview coming up on podcast number 32 with Steve Copeland and Les Carney about an amazing project.
Yeah.
It's happening right now. In fact, they leave Thursday, the 23rd, March 23rd, heading to Guatemala to begin this project. We're not going to give you any details today, except that you are going to want to know what this is all about.
These people are full of heart.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they're just pure heart.
Yes.
And, oh, wow.
So it's really a good interview. You're not going to want to miss that. So check it out tomorrow because...
It was a live interview.
Yes, and we're going to launch that interview
and it was
in between
recorded
our regular
live
shows for this week.
Was recorded live right here at Airstream Radio.
Okay, what else do I have to tell
Andy you? Andy Mack is a brilliant interviewer.
Don't...
I have to say... Because she is. She's good. She's really good. And I'm glad she's so good because
you were having a hard time at the beginning.
I do have a hard time with interviewing because
I don't know
the questions to ask and I don't really come.
Do not give me that.
And she just she's just right there. She's good. She gets to the meat and the potatoes of the thing. You know, I mean, it's like it is rich with content because of the way her wacky little mind works.
I'm a meat and potatoes kind of gal.
No, you're not. She doesn't eat meat.
That's true.
She's a meatless potato girl.
I'm a meatless and potato girl. All right, what else do I have to tell you? Oh, this week, if you haven't done it yet, I encourage you, do your taxes. Have them ready for mid-April because you will not then be under all that pressure. Just a little public service announcement.
That I am hearing this in my own headset. This is unbelievable. We need to edit this one. I'm going to chop that out. Doing commercials for the IRS here.
No, wait a minute. The only reason I say that is because people get under a lot of pressure.
Stress.
About this stuff.
Stress.
And you know what? It ain't that big a deal. You know, just do it.
Just get TurboTax and QuickBooks.
Yeah. We've been doing it and a little out of time. And boy, has there been some eye-opening stuff coming out there. Like, hello.
That'd be more like wallet opening stuff, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, building a business, building an air radio podcast station was a little bit more, substance was involved than I think we realized.
Oh, yeah.
Over the course of the many months that we've been building.
Yeah, and so for all you people out there that think that...
That have any misconceptions.
And it doesn't, because it doesn't cost anything to produce. Well, we've got the hard numbers now, and they are in. And we were both like going, I think after we picked up our jaws off the floor.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, the only reason it was a surprise is because we don't keep books all year long.
Which has changed, too.
Yeah, we have
lots of changes around the air radio podcast station.
Yeah. It's etched in blood, carved in stone.
Here's the cool part, I gotta say.
The question is, though, is who's gonna actually do it?
The books?
Yeah.
And we're both doing that together, bud. the cool thing is that this podcast does definitely, no question, come from our hearts. And
our pocket.
Well, that too.
Our pocketbook.
But a 13 was involved.
Big 13.
It was a big 13.
The big thing is, though, that, you know, we do give our all because of our path, our purpose, our sense of the validity, the value that this information about the Mayan calendar has for a world we live in today. I feel like is very much in need of not only hope, but a trail, you know, to follow, to move forward, move upward, move onward, to transform and become, you know, all that we have the potential to become.
Yes.
As humans.
Which is a lot. You know?
And there isn't really a lot out there that assists in that process. We know self-improvement doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because we've all self-improved and self-improved and self-improved and self-improved. We try one thing and it doesn't ends up not working. You try another thing. You try another thing. You try another thing. And you keep trying things and keep hoping to make changes. But this information about the wave cycles of creation, the intent and purpose and the schedule of creation we're not making this up. And this isn't imaginary. This is based in hard science, empirical science.
Yes.
And
in spirit.
Some very, very sound research and, you know, the old expression, I don't know if it's become old yet, any set of encyclopedias can be used to verify.
Yeah. Mayan calendar in one hand.
These
set of encyclopedias in the other.
Wave cycles of the movement
you
of
time.
You can
easily see it. Now, you may not always agree with us, and that's fine. We don't have a problem.
What do you mean it's fine?
Yeah,
you better agree with us, let me tell you.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
better.
Okay,
you
here's...
Better, you better, you better.
Here's what I got for you. I wrote something for today's podcast. Very brief.
You don't have to agree, but... Just don't disagree and we'll get along fine.
That's right. Here's what I wrote for today's podcast. As perhaps difficult moments may lie ahead, they will be laced with reminders that all is not lost and that, in fact, it is these resistances that give us all the strength to grow into what we were hardwired from the factory to experience. The journey as co-creators is not necessarily easy, but it is simple. There is always something we can do, some simple thing, like making a contribution. And it doesn't have to be a big one. Just a contribution to a pleasant mood is far more than enough. To be of service where it's possible, we can all make a difference. What if you contributed at least once per day to the love, joy, and peace that exists in this world? It would make a resounding difference in your future and in the future of everyone on the planet. And it's really that simple. Now is the time to pay attention, be of service, and make just a little contribution to a pleasant and harmonious mood somewhere during your day.
And every day. That was beautiful.
So that's my thing. That was my thing for today, for podcast number 31. Okay?
That was good.
So be on the lookout tomorrow for the interview with Steve Copeland and Les Carney about this amazing and wonderful project that's in the works right now. You're going to want to know about it. And vote podcastalley.com for Mayan Calendar Cast.
I think we got it covered.
You got anything else to say?
I have lots to say. But I think we've got it well covered here.
Okay, good. Yeah,
this would be a good segue.
It would. To the close of the show. This is Mayan Calendar Cast.
From AirstreamRadio.com.
My name is Andy.
And my name is Andy Mack.
That one's going to hang around for a long time. All right.
Will the real Andy Mack please stand up?
I'm here.
This is Jag Daddy.
We'll see you next time.
We love you.
In Lakesh.
in Lakesh.